Bar Chat.
U.S. Bar Chat.
Moonbase. This month, two young Americans are talking about the NASA decision to establish a base on the moon in the near future. Listen to the conversation and answer these questions. Number one, what does one of the speakers say in favor of establishing a moon base? Number two, what does the other speaker say against establishing a moon base? Have you heard that NASA wants to create a permanent base on the moon?
Oh yeah, I heard about that the other day. That's really exciting.
Do you think so? Do you think it's really worth it?
Yeah, definitely. There's all kinds of things that they can discover out there. I mean, there's a lot of experiments they can do in outer space that they can't do on the Earth.
But there's still so many places on Earth to develop. We don't even know, we haven't really actually discovered, well, we've discovered, but we haven't really explored the polar regions or the seas. There are so many other places to visit on Earth, which is like a space in itself.
Yeah, but I think people have always had this desire to, like, go travel. Like, you know, Christopher Columbus, he went across to the New World because he didn't know it was there. There was still plenty of stuff in Europe.
To discover new things.
Yeah, but he wanted something different. He wanted something more.
Have you heard about that invention last year? It was called Spaceship One by Virgin's Richard Branson. And it's an actual rocket that you can go into space to explore.
Oh, yeah, and he's going to charge people like $1 million or $1 billion to go do that. Yeah, that sounds really fun.
If you actually had the money,
if you had the money, I'd maybe see how other people do on it first and make sure there's no major mishaps.
A bit risky.
I heard that Stephen Hawking wanted to go up on that thing.
See, I can see that it's exciting to travel and see what space is like, but it's a lot of money, and we have a lot of other issues on Earth now that we should focus on rather than space exploration.
Well, yeah, that's true, but, I mean, I guess if everything else fails, we might want to go ahead and invest in space exploration, because if the Earth gets screwed up, then we have to go somewhere.
You never know, we may completely destroy the Earth, huh?
Yeah, or either us or an asteroid or something. You never know.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know if it's worth wasting billions of dollars.